This is an idea that comes up with me and my kids and in the household a lot. You don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. And it's so funny that everything we see and every interaction that we have is shaped by how we're feeling, what we're going through. You see the way that you see the world shapes the way you move through the world. It shapes those interactions with people. You see the world through a lens that it's formed through your mindset, through your beliefs, through your past experiences, through your current emotions. And that's why on some days you can look at the same situation you've been in before and you can be like, oh, this is awful. And other days you can be like, I can get through this. When you look out at your day or your life, if you see only limits, you're going to feel stuck. You're not going to feel great about it. But if you shift your perspective, even just a little, the new paths are going to appear to you. Your thoughts, your focus, your attitude, those are your tools. And they don't have to be just reactions to what's going on around you, because the whole universe is inside you. Whatever you're experiencing is because partly of who you are. So today, just like the optometrist, you know, you're going to choose your lens. Which are you looking through? One or two? One or two. And you may find that you see potential instead of problems. And I hope that for you, you can choose to believe that there's more ahead of you than what's behind you. Because the world doesn't just happen to you, you shape it every time you decide how to see it. And I hope you see the hope today. It is there and it's waiting for you.
Wow.
We got our it's so funny. You and I come in and some days you come in, man, it was terrible. I'm like, what'd you do yesterday? And it'd be the same thing you would have told me another day. And you'd be like, oh, man, it was a great day.
Yeah.
It all depends on which. But you do have some power. And I'm not saying that it overcomes all things. Yes, there are things that happen to us and difficulties we go through in life that it's like, ah, look at the bright side. I know that doesn't always work. But when you're looking at these small little everyday challenges and the way you're just viewing, the way you're approaching your day up ahead, you have a choice in that.
Yeah, you're right.
You choose hope.